Hey, handsome. You're home early. Yeah, today was just a lot of cleaning up and doing laundry. How was work? Your boss is still being a dick? I am so sorry about that. You're the best he's ever seen. And he still has the balls to push you around whenever he damn well pleases. Well, it's Friday and I know you deserve a nice night out. We can go out to dinner, come home and cuddle up on the couch if you like. How about you go and take a shower and I'll get ready? I'll wear something extra sexy for you. Hey, get your hands off of me and go in the bathroom and shower, mister. I know you had a long day, but once we come back home, you can have your hands all over me as much as you like. I love you too, handsome. Okay, how do I look? I know you love this dress on me. The way it hugs my body perfectly and shows off my curves. And look at you, sexy. Damn. How did I find someone so incredibly sexy and wonderful? Before we go, I do need to talk to you about something very important. No, it cannot wait at all. Just sit on the bed, please. Now, I don't know how to start this off the correct way, so I'll just go for it. So, remember how last month you went to San Antonio to visit your mom? Well, the day you left, I got a very interesting Facebook message. Well, it was from a girl who claims that you and her are currently in a relationship. I didn't want to believe it at first, but I just knew she wasn't lying because a lot of the things she told me made perfect sense. She told me almost everything about you. Your birthday, where you work, what car you drive, what your family members' names are. So, I'm only gonna ask you this once, and don't even try to lie to me, because I fucking know. How long have you been cheating on me? No, not for a couple of months. You know how pathetic you are for cheating on me? Did you just forget how crazy I am? You fucking disgusting asshole. I let you move into my apartment, I clean your clothes, cook the food you eat, and suck your cock when you're desperate for it. And this is the things I get? Well, I don't much appreciate that. Do you want to know exactly how crazy I am? Well, after she told me everything, I asked for her address. No, not to fight her, but because I wanted to meet her in person. I wanted her to tell me everything again, to my face. And she was more than willing to give me her address. I had to admit, she has a nice place. The furniture and decorations are stunning. What did we talk about? Well, we didn't talk much. She was nice to make me some drinks. I was hesitant at first, but I trusted her. I was afraid she was gonna drug me or something. Anyway, we sat down and talked for a bit. I must admit, I was impressed by how she was able to hold her liquor. She drank about 4 beers and wasn't even the slightest bit tipsy. You, on the other hand, I buzzed after your first beer. What a weak man. What kind of pathetic man is buzzed after one lousy beer? Back to the story. She told me how you two met at your friend Brian's house. You took her to the guest room and fucked her brains out. I mean, I can't even blame you for doing that. The second I laid my eyes on her, I wanted to do the same thing. I think I was on my third drink, and I just couldn't help myself. I slowly leaned in, and I kissed her luscious lips. They were so full and soft, perfect against mine. Then, I moved my hand down her neck to those perfect tits of hers. God, they were so big. They could barely fit into my hand. We touched each other for a bit. Her hands just roamed my body everywhere. Then, she asked for us to go into her bedroom and I followed her there. She stripped for me, and I couldn't keep my hands off of her. I laid her on the bed, and I kissed down her perfect body. I wasn't even touching her pussy, and she was screaming for me. Just with my lips on her body. I teased her for a bit, played with her tits, sucked on her thighs. But then, I just couldn't help myself. I slid a finger inside her and she automatically clenched for me. She was so tight, it was hard to slip my finger in and out of her. I sucked her nipple in my mouth, left a bruise on it. I'm sure you saw that. And here you thought it was from another man. When I got in between her legs and flicked her clit with my tongue, she just bucked her hips and tried to rub her pussy more in my tongue. The way she pulled on my hair and just screamed for more. Oh, fuck. I need more of your tongue. She just screamed desperately for me. I slid my tongue inside that wet cunt of hers, and she just tasted incredible. Her juices just slid down my mouth to my chin. She made a massive mess on my face, and I could taste her for days afterwards. But the real fun was when she told me she had a strap on. The second she told me that, I couldn't wait to fuck her. I put her legs on my shoulders and just fucked her as hard as I could with the strap on. I hit that spot inside of her with every thrust, and I could just hear her pussy getting wetter and wetter every single time. She even called me mommy at one point. That was the nicest thing to hear from her. I edged her and didn't let her come until I told her that it was okay to come. She became desperate and begged for me to let her come. Then, when I finally gave her permission, she came so hard, I thought her back would snap with how much she arched her back. I cleaned her up with my tongue, and within minutes, she came again, all over my tongue. I made her into my desperate, bitchy slut that night. Afterwards, she told me how you never made it come half as hard as I made her. You were never enough to satisfy her. Just like you couldn't make me come sometimes. I would have to finish myself off with my vibrator sometimes. You really are pathetic. Oh, look at the time. It's already 7 o'clock. She should be here any minute now. But before she comes, I want you out of here. I packed all your shit, and it's in the guest room. Get the fuck out of my house.